Beach, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Heavy rain and flooding up and down the East Coast thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie. It's right now over Raleigh, North Carolina, after making a second landfall in South Carolina overnight.
Crews making at least 75 water rescues. Officials going door to door, warning people.
We're not forcing them to leave, but making them aware of the threat in terms of harm to them.
Vehicles unwisely driving into floodwater. In Evans County, Georgia, after 3 days of rain, people up to their waist in water. Today, cleaning up and salvaging what they can.
ABC's Ginger Z in the storm zone. Disappointment and fear among Taylor Swift fans. Three concerts in Vienna this week are canceled over an apparent terror plot. Two suspects in custody, three more still on the run. And the federal government's weekly jobless claims report is just out. 233,000 jobs added from last week, less than analysts had predicted. Analysts have said more claims means the economy is weakening. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
So we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, held a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz were met with cheers from an enthusiastic crowd and chants like, "We're not going back." Their remarks focused on their vision for the future of America, including access to abortion, strengthening the middle class, and criticisms of the Project 2025 agenda. Campaign staff estimated the crowd in the Eau Claire event district was about 12,000 people. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik will be competing in the 200-meter dash finals at the Paris Olympics on Thursday. The event will be Bednarik's second finals appearance of these Olympics, finishing seventh in an extremely tight 100-meter dash final on Sunday. USA teammate Noah Lyles narrowly won that gold medal. Bednarik's stronger event is the 200-meter dash, the race in which he won the silver medal at the Tokyo Olympics and won both of his heats this year. The finals of the event will air Thursday afternoon. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers' defense improves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and one player who stands out is pass rusher Rashawn Gary. Off the edge in the new 4-3 defense, in the backfield disrupting the offense. Rashawn, on how the defense is looking so far in camp.
I feel like just us as a defense, on just how physical, aggressive everybody is and how we're all on one page.
Now, the Packers travel to Cleveland Saturday for their first preseason game. They've also added another place kicker, Alex Hale out of Oklahoma State, and former Dallas Cowboys defensive end Zach Morton. Baseball, Pat Murphy in a great mood after his Brewers beat the Braves in a back-and-forth game. 8-5 win last night in Atlanta. The Brewers manager talking about veteran catcher Gary Sanchez as a clutch hitter.
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, man, and he loves baseball. That's what I love about Gary, to have an older guy who loves baseball. I do an imitation of him right now, but I'll save it. I don't need to dominate this with humor.
Gary loves baseball.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will talk sports with Dan Schumacher, media with Mark Jacob, and politics with Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's just beautiful weather this week so far, and we're almost to the end of it already.
Hey, to the end of what?
The week. Sandy will be here tomorrow already.
Well, you know, let me tell you what an old guy told me when I was your age. And never will forget, I'm working. It's nice outside. You know, Omar, it's about, you know, I'm about 23 years old. It's Friday. It's a beautiful summer day. And it's Friday and I got paid and I got money in my pocket, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm saying, I can't wait until, and the old guy told me, he said, son, don't ever rush time. And so, Calvin, I'm saying to you, son, don't ever rush time. All right. Anyway, it's my favorite hour of the week. And none other than Dr. Omar of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville, is here. And it's always good to see you, Dr. Omar. How you doing?
Always good to see you, Earl. Always good to see you, Kelvin. Welcome back, and thank you for the invitation every week.
So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Doc, I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but you always, you know, have the stuff to talk about. So let's talk about what you got lined up.
I want to talk about stress. I'm watching the Olympic Games, and I see the amount of stress on the Olympians.
Wow.
And I see Simone Biles. I remember 4 years ago when she did not want to compete. I was so upset because she was such a wonderful athlete. And I thought, why isn't she competing? Why isn't she achieving? And I thought that, okay, I have to understand and really understand what stress can do to the human being, because she appeared as if she was lost and she wanted her mental wellness. She prioritized her mental wellness at that time. But now we see 40 years later, she's coming to the Olympic Games and she's just a machine. She takes everything. She's a queen. And when I look at it and I say stress is very complex, it can stop you from achieving any health goals, any career goals. And you have to manage your mental wellness because it affects everything. So I want to talk today about stress. What is it, how to manage it, and what are the solutions that are very effective that maybe we know, maybe we do not know, but we really need to understand and work with so we get less depressed, less anxiety, less insomnia, and be able to lose weight, be able to be with our loved ones. Yeah, managing stress is a big deal.
You use the term managing stress. Stress is a part of our lives. I mean, there's nobody who escapes stress. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, but we must have the ability to achieve stability through change. This is critical for our survival. And there is a clinical term called allostasis, the ability to achieve stability through change. The stress system protects your body by responding to the internal and external stress. And that happens through the autonomic nervous system, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which is a system that goes between the adrenal glands above the kidneys and the brain. And also that happens through the cardiovascular, the heart and the vessels and the metabolic systems and the immune systems. So we are talking about the whole body that works together in the stress system. And then we have a problem and a challenge that happens as we gain more experience in life and more years. You look at the baby sleeping and you think, oh my God, I wish if I can have this peace of mind as it appears. The world appears so calm and beautiful on this baby's face. But actually what happens is what we call allostatic load, which is the price of accommodation to stress, the wear and tear of the system that result from chronic overactivity or underactivity of these systems that we're talking about.
You know, Dr. Omar, prior to you saying this, when I would think of stress, I would think of it as being mental. This is the first time I've heard stress being physical. Let's talk a little bit about how stress manifests itself physically in a human being as well as mentally.
Sure. Stress is going to cause inflammation in the body. Stress is going to help with mobilization, the movement of fats in the body and fatty acids. So stress is going to make you not able to lose weight because you are afraid from the famine that can happen. Stress is very primitive system. It works very fast. It can be triggered by a text message or a phone call or a news that come about the election. Stress can be like, I have a very elderly woman. She's 79 and she sleeps with the phone next to her. And I tell her to manage stress for you and be sleep better. You need to put the phone outside of the room. And she's like, what if my daughter calls me and she needs me in something? I asked her at 2 or 3 a.m., why would your daughter try to call you and need anything from you? And she couldn't answer me, but this kind of feeling that something is waiting for me is going to prevent you from sleeping. So it's going to cause insomnia. You're going to be tired in the morning. Stress causes a lot of disease, cardiovascular disease. Stress is a disease to anyone who's a clinician working in the healthcare system, that they always have like aphasia and fight or flight all the time. 10, 15, 20 years later, you would see the clinicians having problems with obesity, with bad habits, with anxiety, with not being able to function. We have some professions, we have very high suicidal rates because people just don't know how to manage stress anymore. Simone Biles, our case study, she was lost in the field and she could not compete. She's the best in the world, best of the best in history. She could not compete. She could not play because all of her system shut down. Too much stress. So it's not just someone who's trying to achieve like something small or something big. Stress is a very personal system that you have to understand and achieve. Otherwise, everything is going to not be achieved. It's just going to affect the thyroid gland. So it's going to affect the feeling of cold and hot and, again, ability to lose weight. If I have someone that I'm working with and we're trying to reach a health goal, and if we cannot manage stress, we cannot reach any goals.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about this poor woman who sleeps with the phone in her room because she's expecting a call. Guess what, Dr. Omar? That's me. Okay, so I mean, I you know, it's psychological because you know at some point in your life, you know, you've reached an age, your loved ones have reached an age, and so, you know, you think that you have to fix all of the issues of all of the people that you love and that you're the person that they've got to bounce all these things off of and that you've got to be the strength of your entire family. That's a stress is what you are saying. That's an added stress that you take upon yourself that you maybe don't need to do.
Exactly. And that's why we have to figure out what are the stressors that need to go in my life and I don't need to face. My aunt used to tell me, always be friend with people that are better than you. And I took this to heart. All my friends are always better than me, or they are like me, because I don't like to stay with people or be friends with people who are stressing my life. This is very important because we don't need extra stressors in life, because it's just, it's bad as it is, right?
Right.
So if anything, that you, if some people need to sleep with the pager next to them because they are on call.
Right.
But other people need to just, most people actually need to make the phone on airplane mode or put it out of the room. And that has clinically proven to improve the quality of sleep, because the electromagnetic frequencies, they affect the deep sleep. And if you try it for a couple of weeks and you make your phone airplane mode, if you can close the router and the Wi-Fi in the house and you sleep, you're going to find after 2 weeks that you have much better quality of sleep and better energy through the day.
Well, I'll tell you something. I will begin this evening. The phone won't be in my bedroom. It certainly won't. Let's go through the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Oh, good morning. Boy, I can't wait to talk to Dr. Omar. Dr. Omar, in China and parts of Europe, quail eggs, specifically Koenig quail eggs, are much sought after, much needed, and quite an industry. It's not so much here in this country, but I was reading about these Koenig quail eggs, and I think this is a little bit off the wall, but I'm leaning on you for information. They believe it's a cancer preventative.
Dr. Omar, did you hear?
Squid legs?
Quail.
Yes.
Quail.
Squid legs?
Quail.
Quail
eggs.
Quails.
The quail
eggs.
Bird and the eggs of the quail. Haven't heard of it.
As a cancer preventative? I'm going to do some research and maybe I'm going to talk about it next time, but I've never heard about it as for cancer preventative. So just give me until next week and I'll see what I would learn about, if anything that has meaning to it.
Okay. Also, am I still on the air?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, you are, Bill.
Okay. On stress management, Dr. Omar, I teach that in my classes, but I teach Christian.
That's wonderful.
And I teach how to manage.
Hey, Bill, hang on a second. Bill, hang on a second. 844-967-2789 is the number. It is Thursday, and that means you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1 in Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by calling me at the pharmacy, 262-429-9429. Option 4 is to leave me a message, or they can wait to speak with me if I can answer the phone, or they can go to WelltopiaRx.com, Welltopia as you say it, RX.com, and leave me a message through the platform of the website.
All right. Bill, you're still there. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm still here.
Go ahead, Bill.
Can I speak?
Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead.
On stress management, I'll give you my 1 minute on stress management. I spread my hands about 25 inches apart from the left to right. I say that's all the energy a person has, period. No more, no less. If you cut it in half, now I'm doing it from a Christian point of view, and give half to God and half to the world and your stress, that's pretty good. But if you can do that, then take the next half that you give to the world in stress, cut that in half, three quarters goes to God, and letting him take care of your problems, you're doing better. And if you're doing better, go to cut that last piece in half again, so you are only giving the world one-eighth of your problems, and the rest you're giving to God, and he takes care of the rest. That's how I tell people to manage stress. And trust me, it works.
Hey, Bill, thank you for the call. Really, really appreciate it. Let's go to Carmella from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Carmella. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Omar. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Carmella.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had this issue with stress my whole life, and I had a perforated ulcer about 6 years ago, and I'm currently... by the end of the month, I have to get another EGD. I have a large ulcer. And I had something very traumatic happen to me a few days ago on Monday, and my ulcer is going to overdrive. They actually gave me liquid lidocaine, and that is taking away the pain. But I wanted to talk about, you know, you're talking about different ways to manage stress. But in my situation, I had a very traumatic, abusive childhood. And it became a learned response. I noticed, even as an adult, I don't cry, I don't yell, I don't scream. I internalize everything, and usually I get sick, I throw up, my stomach turns when anything, you know, stressful happens, just even daily things. And I was just explaining to my doctor this. I said, it's kind of like telling someone not to blink. It's a learned response from childhood, and it's very difficult to change that learned response. Do you have any suggestions? I took down your website and I will check it out, but is there anything?
So hang on, Carmela. You want to respond, Dr. Omar?
Yeah, I want to respond. Thank you, Carmela, for explaining that. And this is a perfect example of what we say. We collect experiences in life that can affect us in a negative way, and we have to understand how to deal with them. So I think you see a therapist, which is wonderful. This is great. This is one of the best steps that you're taking. Stress have created, it can be a stress ulcer, and that physiologically has manifested itself because of the physiological response that you're having to stress. You're not expressing yourself. So expressing yourself is very, very important, to the point that I think in Germany they have this jungle, or this like place, this forest, that people would pay money, a lot of money, to just go there and scream to the like top of their lungs about like whatever pains that they have in their lives. And I looked at this kind of example and I said, oh my God, this is why we go to the Holy Land and we ask God. That's why we need to go to the therapist. That's why we need to do breathing exercise. I deal with my own stressors, and I've been stressed all my life because of different reasons. I do breathing exercise morning and night. I learned it from Dr. Andrew Weil. It's an exercise that is very simple that I do in the morning and in the evening. It helps me. It's better than alprazolam. It's better than any expensive medication to help stress and anxiety. It's called 478. I do in the morning. I do it in the evening. I do it even while driving my car. It's just you breathe in for 4, you hold for 7, you breathe out for 8. I'm going to put it on my website and on my social media platforms, and I'm going to put it in the comments as well of the show. I'll send it to you, Earl. This breathing exercise, it's a 2 minutes video I want you to watch. If you do it morning and night for 6 weeks, it's going to do wonderful effects on your body. I remember that one of the jobs that they fired me from, because I was opening Wiltopia, they had 8 people in the room, and they just broke the news to me, and they brought 8 people to tell me the news. And I just told them, okay, thank you so much for this information. I will discuss it and get back to you. I was very calm. And I asked myself, how was I calm in such a situation? The only thing that I was doing different is a breathing exercise morning and night for the previous 6 weeks. I do it before I talk to my lawyers. I do it before I do my taxes. I do it in any stressful situation I'm getting into. Breathing exercise lowers the blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, you do breathing exercise every day. It's like another added medication to your regimen. It helps you to manage your stress. It's an easy, simple thing. That's something that I do. Another thing that helps with the stress management for you, I want you to consider looking at herbal adaptogens. And I can talk about this as a topic by itself. Something like L-theanine. L-theanine is a wonderful herb that helps to be calm and at the same time be more kind of focused. They give it to the athletes that do their activities for long hours, and you can take high doses of it without a problem. Adaptogens mean managing the stress by putting brakes on the cortisol at the time that you need less cortisol, and putting the drive on the cortisol when you need it most. So there are different ways that you can manage stress. You can schedule a consultation with me and I can give you some more tips, but I want you to look at the breathing exercise as a primary target for this conversation.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by one with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points.
When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting.
Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin fire departments are sharing their concerns over their financial futures. According to a Northern News Now report, a UWO survey found that fire departments in the state have reported struggling to secure adequate and sustainable funding and recruit and retain firefighters to meet growing service needs. Some say that without the funding, they're unable to pay their crews competitive salaries for experienced firefighters and are unable to pay for them to continue training to ensure they can handle any situation. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has launched some new community tools to increase access to information. According to a press release, the new tools include a tip line, a crime information map, and a way to help law enforcement by registering personal camera locations. The tip line is launching this week, and residents can submit anonymous tips to the Sheriff's Department on cityprotect.com. The community crime map is still about 2 weeks away from launching, and the camera registration 2 weeks after that. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two of the hottest stars in Hollywood are in discussions to star in the new A24 film, The Drama. Zendaya and Robert Pattinson are in early negotiations to play a couple about to get married when something unexpected happens. The incredibly busy Zendaya is coming off two big hits this summer, including Dune and Challengers, and is about to start filming a new season of Euphoria. The MTV Video Music Award nominations have been announced, and to no one's surprise, Taylor Swift leads the pack with 10. Swift received 8 nominations for her Fortnite music video and was nominated in the Best Pop category and for Artist of the Year. She was followed closely by one of her favorite collaborators in Post Malone, who was nominated 8 times for Swift's Fortnite video and got a 9th nom for his country hit I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon with the wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two, a little breezy with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing.
my friend. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, as we battle with stress, you know, you can never be stress-free. And I don't care if it's your job.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
If it's your job, if it's your spouse, it's the children. Yeah. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know, the stressors of looking at the world around you, the aging process. I mean, all of those things, you know, and you're saying that you can really minimize those things by the things that you are saying.
Yes, stress resilience, to be flexible, to get the stressor, bounce back strong. That's what we need to work on. From one end, I can decrease the stressors I can get out of, like someone who smokes cigarettes wants to quit smoking, change right. your friends. You're not going to be able to quit smoking if you sit with people who smoke. So you stay away from the people that are going to increase the stressors and affect you in a bad way. You change the environment the way you are. But other stressors, you need to be able to manage. Let's say you get stressed every time you go to buy stuff at the grocery store.
Right.
How about you find the time that it's not too busy and you can go and buy things in the grocery store. Things like breathing exercise, as I mentioned. And then there is the natural herbal things, supplements that I can take to help managing stress. But before it, actually, we have to look at food. I have to eat breakfast to manage stress. Because if you're going to do the most important things in your day at the time between 7 and 8 a.m., until 1 and 2 p.m. and you have an empty stomach, this is so stressful in your system because your brain is going to need calories, and also you're going to have insulin produced early in the morning that will need to take those calories to store them as glycogen in the liver. So if you don't eat breakfast, you're going against how God created us. Even if you do intermittent fasting, it's fine to eat a very early breakfast and a late dinner. So now we're talking about easy, simple ways to manage stress. And of course, the hero and the victim and the main challenge that we're having now is electromagnetic frequencies, screens, the large TVs, the TV shows, the iPhones, the iPads. Decrease all of that. Only use what's necessary because it became monstrous. It just, we're like attached to our phones. A friend of mine, someone who works with us, Earl, she just got a car accident. Someone just hit her driving 50 or 60 miles an hour because the 19 years old girl was talking on her phone or texting someone, and she didn't realize that she can destroy someone's family. So these are all stressors we have to be able to control. The screens, we have to decrease and minimize social network and social. Our lives on the social media is not how it should be. So I tell every person, when I sit in a stress management session for someone taking 15, 20 medications, it gets to be a life coaching session about things that we're doing, we should be doing that we are not doing. And that gets to be the 80%. And then the 20% gets to be, okay, we can work on these medications. We can work on those herbal supplements, which are important, which help. But I have to cover the basic core stress management technique first.
So, you know, my life is an open book. And so I don't, you know, when I come here on these airwaves, I like to have people understand that the issues I deal with, I'm sure many of them deal with. And so I don't hide those things, because I think it's critically important to be in this position that you share information with people about your own life. So go ahead, Dr. Omar.
I just want to tell you that this is a way to manage stress. You're managing your stress this way, by the way, by being vocal about your life. This is a way for you to manage stress, actually. This is how you manage stress manage life and be able to function to your optimum level, because it's very personal. Everyone's way of managing stress is very personal, you know?
So I'm going through something called an ingrown toenail. And I never thought much about, what is that? An ingrown toenail. But yeah, it's not a big deal. I've heard people talk about it before. But mine became infected. And so, you know, I wound up going to the emergency. They gave me a prescription, to deal with the infection. And so I started taking that medication along with some salve. And then I got a call from the hospital to, you know, we're going to add a different medication to the medication you're already taking. And so now I'm taking two different medications to kind of deal with infection. And I know the other day before I came to work, I took those two medications and I was really feeling kind of sick. And my wife called you and talked to you about the fact that I was taking these medications. And you told me, hey, stop taking the other medication and take the one that they just gave you. Well, had my wife not called you and you then told me to stop taking the one you were taking before and just take this latest one that they prescribed, I would have continued taking two of those medications, which, Dr. Omar, I don't know. They've got to be pretty strong medications to deal with infections, but I don't know what kind of impact that would have had. But it's just a point that somewhere along the line, there's a breakdown from communication between the doctor and the patient. And so I would have continued taking both of those medications had I not had the conversation with you. These things aren't done intentionally, but it just goes to show the importance of what you and I talk about weekly, the impact that that can have on people in their lives.
Yes, Earl. Sometimes the doctor would give two antibiotics to manage the same infection, but in other situations, they would give one antibiotic. If it doesn't work, then they give you a second antibiotic. And because of the nature of the antibiotics you were taking, and because of the we could not have enough communication with your practitioners who prescribed the different antibiotics. So that was the thesis behind me recommending to stick with the latest one, because it was very strong, and because also you were having gut issues. And since we knew that you're having a coming appointment, the goal was for you to continue taking the medication, because if it's bothering your stomach, you're just not going to take it. So seeking the optimum health and communication with our doctor and pharmacist, and if we can't reach the doctor or the pharmacist, we have to reach someone that in the health field that care for us. It's very important. And I think it was stressing your wife to find answers, because it was hurting you and it is infected. And if you add to the component a health condition like diabetes, that gets to make us very worried about your health. So, I'm glad that I was I was able to help and give advice, and hopefully your appointment today is going to be
But the point I'm trying to make to all of those listening is that it happened to me. It can happen to all of us. This was prescribed by a doctor at a where you come in off the street and see that person. And so it's not that person was doing anything wrong. That person doesn't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
Person doesn't know me from Adam. They were just prescribing something to address the issue that I was dealing with. But the point that I'm making that I think I don't want to be missed is that that relationship with you and I and my wife being able to call you and for you then to be able to express to me, don't take both of those meds, just take the latest one, has made a major difference. Now, we can talk about things more serious than an ingrown toenail and the impact of meds that are prescribed that slip through the cracks like this, and that's why it's so important to have you in this conversation. Now, I wanted to go to Dr. Omar. 11 mistakes to avoid, common medication mishaps that could be harmful to your health. And one of them is, you skip one or more doses of medication. We talked about this before. It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to other people. What happens if I skip a dose of medication? I forget it. What am I supposed to do?
Some of the medications are very critical to take every day as prescribed, like for blood thinners, Eliquis. It's meant to be taken twice a day, for instance. If you skip one dose, then for 12 hours, you might be under the risk of getting a heart attack just because you might get a blood clot. So what happens if you forget to take the medication? If it's within the same time period of taking it, so like you take one in the morning, one in the evening, if it's late by 2-3 hours, you remember, you take it. If it's later than that and more like half of the day have passed or the full day have passed, wait until the next day and take the medication as prescribed and call it a day. So the challenge that we're having in healthcare is not just skipping one or two doses over the month, but it is for skipping 40% of the year in terms of adherence. And that's the clinical data that we have found over the many pharmacies. Like, patients are filling a prescription for blood pressure or diabetes 6 times or 7 times in 1 year. So we are more worried about that. But skipping one or two doses, just when you remember it through the day, take it. If you forget about it and it comes to the next day, do not take double dose. Just take the medication as prescribed.
So, another mistake. You hurried out of the pharmacy. When you're picking up your prescriptions at the pharmacy, you may be tempted to grab them and go. But pharmacists sometimes hand patients the wrong drug or dose, which can have devastating consequences. Clearly, you don't think that it's a great idea that we just run in and grab our meds and go.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea. I always think that it's very important to open the bag, check the medications, ask questions. You get to be asked by the pharmacist, do you have any question about your medication? I would recommend that pick one question every time and ask it when you're picking up your medication, because this is helping you to be in good health. So you would better ask more questions. So it would be great if you ask those questions when you're picking up your medications. But it would be challenging, especially if you're on the drive-through, picking up, going to do other things.
Right.
So we have to be realistic and manage our what we expect, you know?
All right, you are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My favorite hour of the week is In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You can join us again at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, I've heard of people cutting or crushing pills. Your thoughts on that?
There is yes, people can crush. There is pill crushers that they can use at home, and there are pill cutters that they can use at home as well. I'd recommend that you can use a pill crusher to put the pills on some like soft foods that you can take every time that you are. I have here a pill crusher. My technician is giving it to me, so we sell it at the pharmacy. But also, if someone is going to cut several pills, like the whole month supply of pills, bring it to the pharmacy, because most of the pharmacies would have more professional pill cutters they can help with, or request from the pharmacy that next time they fill the medication to see if the medication comes in a smaller doses, so they don't need to cut the pills in half, because many times the pills are not scored, meaning there is no line in the middle that they can cut, or they would just like cut it in a way that it's not uneven, or they get like 25% of the dose or 30% of the dose. So we want the medication to be convenient. And then I want to tell you, Earl, this is very important. Everyone, consider compliance packaging, strip packaging, like the ones we have at Wiltopia. I traveled for just 6 days. I went to the Holy Land and came back. My flight was like more than about 40 hours between back and forth, and I stayed in one place for a couple of days and the other place a day and a half. I never missed a dose, and I didn't have any of my medication or supplements bottles. And I take about 12 or 15 different supplements and medications in the day, pills and capsules. And the only reason for that is that because I was taking, here I have it in my pocket. These are my pills and capsules. It's in easy packets that I just put in my backpack. So I was very thankful to my team that they made this for me. It's a free service that I'm offering and many other pharmacies are offering. But compliance is very important for what you take every day. This is another stressor in your life that you can get rid of. And that's compliance packaging. At Wiltopia, we call it all-in-one Wiltopia. It's a free service. You only pay for the medications and the co-payments for your medications, the price of the supplements that you take. And then we take the burden of making sure that you get the scheduled pills and capsules that you take, communication with the doctors and practitioners to get the refills on your medications. Very convenient, very easy. And I would highly recommend it to anyone who needs less stressors in the life of taking pills and capsules, which gets to be a big part of what we do as we grow older.
So cutting and splitting pills, maybe basically because you can't afford to take the four pills. And sometimes people may do this because they can't afford that. That's not a good thing to be doing, right?
No, it's a good thing to be doing for crushing if you need to take the, if the medication, some medications are fine to be crushed because they are immediate release and they need to put it on soft food and people cannot swallow them.
Right.
Also, cutting pills is because the doctor writes on the prescription, take half a tablet, because they need them to take smaller dose.
Right.
We can solve these problems by either taking the medication in a smaller concentration. So instead of, let's say, for example, amlodipine, 5 milligram, doctor writes 2.5 milligram. So it comes in 2.5 milligram, for instance. So just to give them smaller doses, or we can compound the medication to make it a liquid and call it a day.
So
there are solutions. There are solutions there.
Taking five or more drugs at the same time, called polypharmacy, increases your risk of experiencing a medication problem or dangerous interaction. It's also associated with dementia and a high risk of falls. Plus, having all those prescriptions is expensive and makes it more difficult to take them at the right times.
Exactly. So that's why you need to go to one pharmacy only, transfer all your prescriptions to this pharmacy, and this pharmacy will be able to, the pharmacist, the systems between different pharmacies do not talk to each other, but one system is able to tell the pharmacist what are the drug interactions, so they help you to decrease the burden of wrong medications that can cause these issues. That's one thing. The other thing is Sync My Meds, or putting the medications together one day in the month, is a very good service that independent pharmacies offer, also other pharmacies offer. That's another solution. And the third, and the king of solutions, is compliance packaging. Because if you work with a good pharmacy that offer you compliance packaging, what you get now is the 5 stars service of pharmacy. Like, we manage it for you. Even when those changes happen, we take care of that as well. It's a beautiful service, but you just have to work with the right pharmacy to do it for you.
You take medications with the wrong food.
Yeah, some medications need to be taken with food, some of them an empty stomach. For example, levothyroxine. You have to take it in the morning, empty stomach, with a large cup of water, all right? Not even with coffee. Other medications, you need to take it with food, like some of the antibiotics. But also, some of the medications are very specific to the way that you take them. Some antibiotics, if you take them with milk or supplements, absorption gets to be much less. Another thing, I just give you a kind of a very important note. Grapefruit juice and alcohol affect absorption of many medications. So it's a recommendation. If you get any new medication, ask the pharmacist, is it going to be affected by alcohol or grapefruit juice? Because it affects more than 60 or 70% of the drugs in the market, the absorption, which means if I take a pill, it's like double the strength or more. So we just have to ask some smart questions when we get something new, when we get our medications, and we'll be saved from this challenge.
Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
Go to wiltopiarx.com or call the pharmacy, then click on option 4, leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
Calvin, how can I get in touch and find this out?
Yeah, you can always check out Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, or civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show.
Dr. Omar, we'll see you again next Thursday. Always great to be in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.